Well, the Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded today. Arthur Ashkin of the U.S., Gerard Mourou of France, and Donna Strickland of Canada won for their work in the field of laser physics. Roger Falconi is president of the American Physical Society. Welcome to Here and Now.
Great to be here, Jeremy.
So tell us about this discovery that won the Nobel Prize in Physics this year.
Well, there actually are two inventions. Art Ashkin, who was working at Bell Laboratories, had been thinking about the idea that light could control the motion of small molecules and small particles. There had been a previous Nobel Prize for using light to control the motion of atoms and small things. Art is now being recognized for his contribution to that work. And I think that's absolutely terrific.
Okay, so that's one discovery. What's the other?
The second prize was a collaboration between a professor and his graduate student, between Gerard Mourou and Donna Strickland, where they came up with the idea that if one wanted to make a very high power laser, a laser pulse that had just enormous intensity, that there was a clever way of doing that with making the spectrum, the colors of the light in the laser, much broader, amplifying the light pulse in a light amplifier, and then compressing it down to something that's incredibly short. And they made this invention while working at the University of Rochester. And this invention is now used worldwide for making the world's highest power lasers.
Well, what are the implications? Give us a sense of how this is going to be put into practice around the world.
Well, if we take the first invention here, this idea that light beams can manipulate the motion of small particles, that has been used in biological systems to try to understand the tug and the pull that biological systems make on small molecules. So we can understand a little bit more about biology by poking it, if you like, with light beams. In the case of the second invention, where we have this very high peak power laser, we've used lasers such as were developed following Mourou and Strickland's invention for all sorts of looking at fast reactions, fast chemistry. How do molecules react when they come in close to one another? How does a chemical reaction happen? Well, by using the lasers that Mourou and Strickland invented, we can make short flashes of light, like a strobe light, that freezes the motion of the molecules, and thus we can understand much more about the chemical reaction.
So if there's a little kid listening to this and they're playing with their laser pointer, they might actually be doing serious science right now.
Well, they could be doing serious science, or they could be having cats chase the little beam on the floor.
Okay. One of the things that's interesting about this prize this year is that one of the winners is a woman. That would be Donna Strickland of Canada. This is the first woman to win the Nobel Prize in Physics in 55 years. By the way, there have only been two. The first one was Marie Curie back in 1903.
Yes, and the second was Maria Goeppert-Mayer. In fact, our society, the American Physical Society, is going to honor her later this month at Argonne National Laboratory, where she did a lot of the work. I think the Nobel Committee is increasingly sensitive, as is the entire scientific community, about looking very, very broadly about who actually contributed to inventions or scientific discoveries when they award these prizes. And I think that's a terrific thing. And this year, I think they got it right.
Last year, the Nobel Prize in Physics went to three scientists who helped recognize the detection of gravitational waves in space. This year, as you said, it's for work using light. What does it tell you about the research that's going on in physics today?
Well, interestingly, of course, the tool that was used to measure the gravitational waves uses lasers as the sensitive element to detect the gravity waves. So there's some commonality in the 2 years. One way of looking at it is that the discovery last year was for a real scientific discovery, whereas the prize this year looks at an invention. But I think the important point here is that this invention that's being rewarded this year is actually being used for basic science all over the world And so this interplay between invention of a tool and the use of it for science, you can't really find a boundary in between those two ideas, but we do tend to distinctly reward one or the other.
That's Roger Falcone, the president of the American Physical Society. Thank you so much for joining us.
Jeremy, it's been a pleasure.